Have you ever been sick and in need of medical care? When you have a disease, your doctor can't properly treat you until she has a proper diagnosis. Well, the same thing is true with the state of each human heart. The Apostle Paul makes it clear that sin and the resulting separation from God is mankind's terminal disease. The solution is not found in man-made remedies, but in God alone. Stephen Davey called this lesson, Bridging the Great Divide.
There was a time when no one thought it was possible to build a bridge over the Niagara Gorge, just downstream from the famous Niagara Falls. But there was an engineer by the name of Charles Ellet who became convinced the United States and Canada could be connected by way of a suspension bridge. Now, to begin with, a cable needed to be drawn from the American side to the Canadian side of this deep, broad gorge. But how could that first step be accomplished? Well, Charles Ellet came up with an idea. So in January 1848, he offered a prize of $5 to the first person who could fly a kite across the raging white water of the Niagara Gorge. A competition was arranged. A teenage boy won the prize. The string of his kite then was fastened to a tree on the far side of the gorge. That string was then used to pull a light cord across the river, then a heavier cord, then a rope, until finally a steel cable was stretched from one side to the other. Eventually, a steel cable suspension bridge was built, bridging the great chasm of the Niagara Gorge. You know, I think we could summarize everything we've learned so far in Romans with that one phrase, the great chasm. Now, the first three chapters of Romans have formed the first section of the book, and it describes the deep gorge formed by human depravity, the great chasm between God and mankind, between heaven and earth, which is absolutely impossible for mankind to bridge. In chapter 1, we learned that fallen mankind refuses to believe the obvious testimony of creation, which points to a creator. Instead, man chooses to exalt, deify nature. In chapter 2, we learned that mankind resists his conscience that whispers to him that he's a sinner. Instead, he chooses his own standard of morality and is convinced he's quite good. In chapter 3, we learn that mankind does not run toward God, but away from God. Mankind doesn't respect God, doesn't want to hear from God. Instead, he'd rather worship himself. Now, in this opening section of Romans, the apostle has simply held up, as it were, the mirror of God's word and said to sinful humanity, you need to take a good long look. This is who you really are. No matter how sincere you might be, no matter how far you might try to jump, you're not going to make it across this great chasm, this great divide, this white water of sinfulness. You're going to need a bridge to get across. Now, to press the point home once more, Paul summarizes this opening section with one short verse. Here it is in chapter 3 now and verse 19. We know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. Did you catch that? The whole world is accountable to God. And you know as well as I do, this is the very thing the world hates to be told. It doesn't want to consider this, that one day the whole world will be held accountable to God. Yes. In fact, the word for accountable means literally brought to justice. Paul is using a courtroom term in this sweeping statement that all the unbelievers who've ever lived throughout all of human history will one day be brought to trial before God. Now, you might notice that Paul has said here in verse 19 that every mouth will be stopped. Now, this is very different from a human court of law today where the defendant presents his case before a jury. He presents his arguments. He gives his evidence. He proclaims his innocence. Well, now, that might be appropriate in a human court of law because human juries can make mistakes. An innocent person might be accused. Sinful behaviors might be ignored, or a lawyer might be able to influence the judge or jury. But this isn't going to happen here in this courtroom scene Paul is describing. See, he's referring to the final judgment of all of unsaved humanity before God. It's called the Great White Throne. It's described over there in Revelation chapter 20. See, before that throne of God, there's no need for defense or alibis or excuses or persuasive arguments. It's every mouth stopped. It's just silence there. Why? Well, because God himself is the judge. He was an eyewitness to every sin the unbeliever committed. Everything they said, he heard. Everything they thought in their heart, he knew. The verdict of God will always be just and perfect. So in this courtroom scene here, so to speak, all the world will understand that there is now an unbridgeable chasm between them and God. Their only hope had been to cross the bridge provided through Jesus Christ, a bridge in the form of his cross. But they denied the Creator. They rejected their conscience. They ignored the Savior who had died on that cross for them. They'd clutched their sin, and now they stand before God covered in their own sin. They will stand before God, Paul says here, in total silence. There is no appeal. There are no arguments. It's going to be too late to pray. The verdict will be guilty. Why? Well, Paul answers that here in verse 20. For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. In other words, it was never God's plan, and no one could ever keep the law in such a way that they could get into heaven. In fact, one of the reasons God gave us the law was to prove that we can't keep it. Paul says here, through the law comes knowledge of sin. The only thing the law can do is reveal what you've broken. That speed limit sign doesn't make you a lawbreaker. It just proves that you're speeding as you pass it by. One author writes, the straight edge of the law shows us how crooked we are. Have you ever hung wallpaper in a room at your house? Have you ever tried hanging wallpaper with stripes in it? I think that's a bad idea. That could ruin your marriage. Stay away from stripes. But there you were, right? You thought you were doing a pretty good job at it until you came to a window. That window frame made you realize you'd been hanging that wallpaper crooked. It was the straight edge of that window frame. Now, that straight edge of the window frame can't straighten your wallpaper out. It can only reveal that it's crooked. Or that mirror I mentioned earlier. It can reveal your dirty face, but it can't wash your face. It can show you that you need to comb your hair, but it can't do it for you. It can only reveal what you look like. Well, in the same way, the law is God's gift to us. Not to make us feel guilty, but to show us why we are. The law can't clean up our lives. The law can't wash away the guilt of sin. Only God can do that. Now, with that point made, here at verse 20 of chapter 3, Paul finishes the first section of his letter to the Romans. And that's because he's now accomplished his goal. His goal wasn't to make us feel better about ourselves, to pat us on the head. He's honestly warned us that the world without Christ will be brought before the judgment of God one day, and the unbelieving world will have no excuse, no defense, no appeal before a holy God. See, Paul has described the great divide between God and mankind. The sinfulness and depravity of mankind that's created the terrible abyss of eternal judgment. And here's the point. No one can cross the Niagara Gorge of human depravity and judgment except by faith in the one who bridged that chasm by his death on the cross, the Lord Jesus. Again, Jesus said in John 14:6, one of my favorite verses, I am the way, Jesus said, I am the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you want to cross over that chasm one day and spend eternity with God in heaven, the bridge is available as long as you're alive. If you haven't, you need to decide today. Well, Paul is going to move forward now and begin to describe that divine connection between God and man, Jesus Christ, our bridge to eternal life. And that's next time on our Wisdom Journey. Until then, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
I hope this time in God's Word was a blessing to you. You're listening to The Wisdom Journey. Stephen Davey is your teacher for this daily program. He called today's lesson, Bridging the Great Divide. If you'd like to receive more encouragement from God's Word, I invite you to sign up for a free membership in what we call Friends of Wisdom. Once you do, you're going to begin receiving resources from Stephen that'll help you walk wisely through life. Friends of Wisdom receive an email from Stephen each Tuesday. He might send an encouraging article to help you better apply God's Word to your everyday life. Sometimes he sends an answer to a Bible question he received. It's always interesting to see what people are asking and to read Stephen's answers. And you might find that you were wondering the very same thing. And maybe you have your own question that you'd like Stephen to answer. At least once a month, our Friends of Wisdom receive a free resource. Joining Friends of Wisdom is both free and easy. All you need to do is visit wisdomonline.org/friends. You'll fill out a brief form, and that's it. You'll be signed up, and you'll start hearing from Stephen very soon. And when you sign up, you'll receive two free resources immediately. Stephen has two very popular booklets. One is called Blessed Assurance. The other is called The Coming Tribulation. And you're going to receive both of those resources when you sign up. Once again, visit wisdomonline.org/friends. If you'd like to speak with us, our phone number is 866-48-BIBLE. We're in the office on weekdays, and we'd be very glad to speak with you. I hope you'll take us up on this offer, and I also hope that you'll join us back here next time to continue your wisdom journey.